The deadline to complete the 2020 census may once again be changing. Wednesday was supposed to be the deadline, but that may be extended for another month. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has this report.
In August, the deadline was shortened to September 30th, but last Thursday, U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh in the Northern District of California issued a preliminary injunction requiring the Census Bureau to keep counting the country's residents through October 31st. Friday afternoon, the Justice Department filed a notice that it would appeal that order to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Brad Cameron is communications chairman for Arkansas Counts, a statewide initiative to get a complete count of the state for the 2020 census. He says Arkansas Counts is going to continue encouraging Arkansans to complete the census by September 30th.
I would love to have an additional month to continue to strive to get out the count, especially in historically hard to count communities. And by that, I also mean especially in our rural communities, which we still see have the lowest response rate in our state. That being said, we're continuing to move forward. You know, we're ready to, you know, our partners have worked really hard for over a year now. And the enthusiasm and passion to get out the count is wonderful. And it's what has kept us going despite a global pandemic, economic flux, global civil rights movement, all of these things that have been happening as we've been focused on one clear goal, which is to ensure Arkansas counts and every Arkansan completes the census for their household.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, Arkansas's self-response rate is about 60%. That's up from when we last spoke to Cameron in early August, when the state's response rate was around 57%.
And we're really excited about that. You know, with everything else that's been going on, getting a self-response rate of 60, as of today, 60.2%. Our response rate, our self-response rate back in 2010 was around 62%. So being able to get that close to what we had a decade ago, I do think is a strong indicator of the passion, commitment, and just sheer grit that Arkansas Counts partners have had throughout this process.
Cameron says there is a distinction between the self-response rate and the enumerated rate. He says the self-response rate is the most accurate count we can have because it reflects someone who has completed the census survey for themselves and their household.
The enumerated rate is the self-response rate plus the non-response follow-up. And that would be staff hired by the Bureau to conduct door knocking operations. What we've learned from some national partners, however, is there have been instances where the non-response follow-up enumerators in the field have asked neighbors, because they weren't able to get a hold of anyone at a non-response household, so they've talked to neighbors and, you know, I mean, we're in the South. It seems like everybody knows everybody, but that's not the most accurate way to find out, you know, the number of people living in a household, what their demographics are, what their gender ages are, that sort of thing.
Cameron says national partners have said enumerators have also spoken to landlords, and like neighbors, landlords may not have the most accurate knowledge of the demographics of a household. While the question of when the census will officially end works its way through the courts, Cameron says Arkansas Counts is continuing to encourage Arkansans to complete their household survey by September 30th.
We would be thrilled to have an additional month to continue to increase our state's self-response rate, again, especially in our rural communities, communities of color, and non-native English-speaking communities. But, you know, we're not holding our breath for it. We're going to continue to act like we're finishing strong, and if we need to find our second wind, we certainly will.
Cameron says the Arkansas Counts Committee will meet tomorrow to discuss next steps. Arkansans who haven't yet done so can complete the census at my2020census.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.